Blog Talk Radio.
And she's got on some bright yellow hot pants. And she's just dropping it like it's hot to the song. Because, you know, the bright yellow pants is Pac-Man.
Okay, you really need to, like, you really need to lay off the paint fumes or something, for real.
It's Pac-Man. You don't get it? Pac-Man does stuff.
No, I get it. I get it.
I wish I could wear yellow. It's such a nice color. It looks horrible on me.
I hate the color yellow.
I want to wear
really
a yellow dress with a black and white striped dress. Speaking of which, guess what I did yesterday?
What?
I finally used my gift certificate.
There is no telling. About time. We'll talk about that later.
We'll tell them on the air because, you know what? I'm saying it on the air because it's out for delivery to the house and there's people outside doing work, and if somebody touches my box, I'm going to F them up six ways to Sunday.
All right, what'd you get?
It's a black and white stripe, although something purse, some other designer. I'm not familiar with him, but he does good work. And then some other dress or something, because I can work a gift certificate like nobody's business, as y'all think. Nope. I'll post a picture of when I put my dress on in my new purse.
All right.
It won't be today, though. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's the fumes, I told you.
Working, girl. Drop it like it's hot, you know.
It's the fumes, I'm sorry.
All right, I have the first story.
You're not going to intro the show, miss? I have to intro the show. I have to do it. I don't feel right unless I do it.
You always tell me, you're always like, look, we don't intro the show in the morning, but let me go ahead and do it real quick.
I normally do it. All right. I'd like to, since you're guesting in for the red-haired one, so you can do it.
All right. That's usually what I do anyway. It is July 30, 2013, and it is time for the news with Gamer Girls Radio. I'm Snow. I'm Snow White. Snow for short, because that's my name. And then we got Corey/Gamenatrix, who is confusing me, because y'all know y'all have heard her say, oh, we don't introduce the show in the morning. We just get right to it.
I'm not going to talk to people with blue eyes. That's what I'm not going to do. Just going to ignore people that have blue eyes named Snow White.
My cat agrees with me, by the way. Would you get down?
Yes, because your cat has an opinion.
She totally does. And she agrees with Mommy because Mommy is the one who feeds her.
Well, that would be smart of her. That would be smart of her.
Yes, very smart. I have a very disturbing story to start off with.
They're all disturbing.
You like that alliteration right there? No, this is super serious disturbing. I'm not kidding.
Uh-oh.
Like, serious.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there is a lovely lady named Anita Sarkeesian who we know because we actually did a show based on some of her videos. She has a Twitter feed called, her name is Feminist Frequency. She's the one who did the video on what's it called?
I know what you're talking about. The women and the...
Me. It's the women, memes, and game. You know what I mean? No, it's...
Tropes.
There you go. Thank you. Tropes. Yeah, the tropes about women in games. She's the one who does this. And apparently she gets a lot of nasty tweets from people, obviously, because, you know, Twitter is a bunch of immature morons for the most part. Now, there are some very intelligent people on there, like her, for example, but she gets, you know, the usual threats. But listen up. Here we go. Apparently, it is just fine and dandy with Twitter if you threaten to rape someone on its service. Feminist Frequency creator Anita Sarkeesian receives her fair share of vile threats on Twitter on a regular basis, but when she reports them to Twitter, it doesn't seem to do anything about them. On her Twitter feed yesterday, she noted that she reported several threatening tweets to Twitter and was awaiting a response. Today, she received the response, which was a big surprise to anyone who read the example tweet she posted. Sarkeesian is in the line of fire because of her video web series that critically explores representations of women in pop culture narratives with an emphasis on video games. And I got to say, it was a very good video. Mm-hmm. Very well done. Her video series was funded. Y'all need to work on y'all wording, for real. They said funding. It's not funding, y'all. It's funded by a highly successful Kickstarter campaign. But while it was in full swing, and even after it was funded, beyond her original target goal, some gamers have shared their discomfort and disapproval in highly inappropriate ways.
And this is what they're saying?
The example tweet.
This is a statement from Twitter?
No. This is what Game Politics.
Okay.
No. We'll get to that.
Okay.
This was what Game Politics is saying. This is their opinion, but I happen to agree with it. So this is why I'm reading it like it's me saying it, because I happen to agree with it. And this is a tweet from her. She said, I just received two more alarmingly specific and graphic rape threats I received today, waiting to see if Twitter ignores these as well. One is very specific. It says, I will rape you when I get the chance. That's not funny, y'all. Okay.
Wow.
This is Twitter's response that actually tweeted out as well. This is their response. She said, and this is quotes, by the way, we have found the reported account is currently not in violation of the Twitter rules at this time. Yeah. I will rape you when I get the chance is not in violation of Twitter rules.
Wow.
It wasn't like he was being all, you know, subtle about it. He came right out and said it.
Y'all know what's going to happen Thursday night, don't you? I can't even say what's in my... Man. Anita, when you go to your next event, please take us with you.
Please do. Good
let
Lord.
Let us find this person. Please let me find him. Please let him attempt. Please. Just. Oh, my goodness.
I got his Twitter name on it, for real.
Why not? If
I
it's
will,
okay. What is
it?
What is his Twitter name? What is his Twitter name?
She already tweeted it out. It's Cool Day La, CoolDehla. Cool Day La. And this, I'm telling you, I don't understand how Twitter can be like, well, they're not in violation at this time. He wasn't being subtle, y'all. There was no attempt made to hide what he was saying. And, you know, and I got to tell you, I know this is a Thursday thing, but I got to tell you, for me, threats of rape are right on par with threats of killing someone. Right on par.
It is. Okay,
it really is. I mean, this is like an absolute violation of anyone, male or female. Seriously, it doesn't matter. You could be male or female. If someone threatens to rape you or does rape you, it is a complete and utter violation of you as a human being. It is right up there, right up on par with killing someone.
Well, let me correct my Google Plus thing. Twitter didn't say it was her fault, but they sure are not trying to protect her. They have not. The guy's account should have been pulled or blocked. There's people that get pulled for less.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody disagreed with something on NBC. Remember a couple years ago we were recording that? And they pulled their account. So you won't pull a person's account that's a rapist. Let me segue right into this next thing so that you all out there, if you're not with this and you're like, holy hell, I want to do something. Well, what you can do is not buy any stock in Twitter once they go public, because right now they are prepping for their IPO to go public and hiring people for when they are ready to go public. I won't be buying any stock there. The job opening that USA Today spotted, of course, is no longer visible on LinkedIn, which was a financial reporting manager. Included in the job description was something that the company would need before it goes public. While that listing can't be found on either LinkedIn or on Twitter's own job site, there are several other positions open that are related to the company going public if you want to work for people that are okay with people posting rape threats on their website. One is a senior manager accounting operations job that is still live on LinkedIn, including the minimum qualifications for the position is familiarity with the public company reporting. Another is accounting manager global accounting operations job that is listed on Twitter's careers page, and so on and so on and so on. According to VentureBeat, the Twitter IPO will be the biggest tech company IPO since Facebook last year, and it's currently rumored valued at $10 billion. I am so disappointed in them. Again, I understand free speech, but you don't allow everybody free speech. How many times have we seen women that are in the pornography industry that are posting things on Twitter, and I've seen their accounts be yanked. Some of the times they're following us, and I don't usually follow them back, but I see them. You know, some of them are what you call the girl gamer models. They're not real girl gamer models, but you know, girls mm-hmm. got to make her living. I'm not mad at you, but I don't have to follow you back. You know, thanks for following us. But I've seen.
Oh no, I'm mad at them, but that's okay.
I'm not mad at them from a money standpoint. I'm not mad at them from a money standpoint. If my body was that sick and I needed to earn some money, I probably would have a Twitter account and be posting it up, licking a controller too. Honestly speaking, money wise. Now, as a female gamer, stop it. Stay out of my pond.
That's true.
But I don't need to follow them back. I don't follow them back to, you know, because I don't want to give them that, you know, I agree with what you're doing. I agree with the fact you got to make your money. I'm not going to report you and have you blocked, but don't, you know, don't expect me to follow you back or promote you or anything like that because you're not the real deal. But I've seen their accounts get pulled, like, bam, their accounts are gone. I'll go back and look, you know, at our little reports that we get that show who followed us, and their accounts are gone. I see guys doing the same thing. Their accounts are still there. What is going on with you guys over at Twitter? Do you not?
This is Jeff.
Do you not know that, you know, the next person that's going to make Twitter, he's 6 years old, and it's probably going to be out in 2 years, and then there will be no more Twitter. I keep telling y'all this because you never know what's going to happen. Twitter could go, go public, and everybody's like, I'm not buying stock in you, and this is not a good thing to happen right before you go public. Just saying. All right, now I can't read one of these stories because it's going to be all bad. We'll save that one for Thursday or another day.
All right. Well, we can read it later in the show, just not back to back.
Yeah, I can't do that one. He's a little sexual in nature. We can't run all those together. It don't work well.
That doesn't work well.
Yeah, it don't work well. I can do this one. Two more rats have jumped ship. I mean, two more employees have quit Zynga. Zynga lost.
Oh, Lord.
Zynga, I'm sorry. Y'all got to come back from this. You're not. Oh, man. Zynga lost another three senior executives this month, two specializing in Facebook games and another responsible for the new casino gaming. The company announced last week that it was dropping its U.S. focus on real-world gambling. So the departure of Jesse Janosov, VP of Casino Gambling, will be of no surprise. The bigger concern is that John Oswald and Nathan Etter, both vice presidents in the games division, walked during the same month that Zynga appointed Don Matrick to overhaul the games business. Yeah, you know, that one that caused all the trouble at Microsoft. According to a report by Bloomberg, Etter has taken a job at Disney's Interactive Division. Both had joined the company in 2009 and were specifically responsible for the growth of Farmville. Last week, Zynga revealed that it had three of the top 10 games on Facebook, a fall of 7 compared to last year. Zynga, if you would just fix the games you have, add some depth to them, you all could come out swinging. I mean, seriously, do you not have access to, like, Full Sail or any of these other schools? Just pick one. There's a ton of them with little people that are graduating right now that need a job. Just hire them and get them in there and say, look, we need some fresh ideas. Where do we go with this Farmville business? Because, you know, I didn't what was the one that everybody was playing, Cafe World, for the longest? I liked Cafe World, but it did not go, again, into enough depth. It did intrigue me, as in, you know, I wanted to know how to make French onion soup after a while when I was playing it. So it does inspire
something. I know how to do it. It ain't good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I like onions, so.
I'm sorry.
But you get what I'm saying. Games should inspire you to want to do other things. Just like when you watch movies, you feel inspired. Maybe you want to go ride motorcycles and jump them off of cliffs or something like that, you know, if that's your thing. But I sometimes get inspired by games to go do other things. Like I learned how to cook, what was that, chicken, some kind of stir fry or something. I actually learned how to cook from Cooking Mama. It was a real recipe, and it came out good. So I'm like, you could do a whole bunch of things with your games. You're just not, and people are leaving, and then you hire Mattress to work over there, and he's already caused a bunch of problems, so I don't blame him for leaving. Yeah, I'm going to keep calling him that, Mattress.
I don't either. I'd be like, peace out. Peace out, y'all.
He's already caused enough trouble. You see what he did to Xbox, so we need to go. I'm looking for our Twitter account to be pulled today.
Okay, well I am too. I was just saying that. I was just, because we talk a smack about Twitter. We're probably going to be the next ones that are banned off of Twitter, just so you know.
Yeah, you don't see us on Twitter, you know what happened. Look, I'm waiting, I'm watching, like, come on, then, what you going to do, Twitter?
what you going to do about it? Uh-huh, about it. What?
They're going to wait.
That's all right, girl. We got your back. We got your back. Y'all good. Y'all
we'll go,
good.
We'll go over to who is. They're the celebrity Twitter. We'll go over there.
True.
They like us. We'll go back to MySpace, which I don't know how to work. That's the first time I've ever met a piece of software I cannot figure it out. It's like, how the hell do you work this MySpace business?
What the hell is going on up in here?
It's so pretty, but I don't know what to do with it. So damn beautiful. All right. What you got, Snow?
All right. I got something I just lost because I was worried. Oh, you know what? I got a story that affects me personally, and I am not happy about it.
Uh-oh. Run, y'all, run.
All right. So apparently Time Warner Cable is raising modem lease fees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
now,
got you.
Mm. You know, and I can – normally I'd be like, well, that sucks, and I'd be okay with it. But the fact that I had to pay like $10 extra a month to get my Wi-Fi turned on.
Ooh.
You heard me. The Wi-Fi was not free. Time Warner Cable – made it so you have to pay for them to turn on the Wi-Fi feature in your modem, even if it's already a Wi-Fi modem. I already had a Wi-Fi modem. That's what they installed. Okay, I was sitting here on my computer, all Wi-Fi, the freaking light just wasn't on. I'm calling, I'm like, look, why don't I have Wi-Fi? And they said, oh yeah, well, you have to pay extra to have Wi-Fi turned on. I went off. I'm like, I have never heard of an internet company make you have to pay to turn your damn Wi-Fi on.
You know, it's funny
I've
that
never
you
heard
say
of
that.
That.
Let me tell you, it's funny that you say that. I was couldn't sleep as I often can't, and was up watching. Do you know who Amy Heckerling is? Anybody here know who she is? Okay, Amy Heckerling makes.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, she made Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Clueless, those types of movies. And she only does like one every 10 years. And it's usually some really funny commentary on, you know, current trends and things. And I was watching a movie she did, I guess I missed it last year, called Vamps. And it's Alicia Silverstone again. She grabbed her up and a couple of other people. But the of course, it's based off of vampires and Van Helsing and all this, you know, all this stuff. But the funniest part was Van Helsing burst into this apartment, and this lady's like, "Who are you? Who are you? You know, you gonna arrest us?" And he says, "You made the mistake of thinking we're the police. We're a Time Warner, and if you don't let us in, we'll turn off your cable without any warning," or something like that. Crazy. He said, "I was dying laughing because it's so true." Then that people were like, does Time Warner have jurisdiction? He's like, yeah, Time Warner is more powerful than the government. Y'all, that's scary. Time Warner, Comcast, all
of that is actually kind of true.
Yeah.
That the internet companies have a lot of power, because if they don't like you, you're not getting internet.
And you don't have anywhere else to go.
I'm telling you, that's true. And, you know, the story's not even done yet. Let me finish
okay,
real quick.
Okay, sorry, I had to interrupt.
So, that's all right. Not only did I have to pay extra to get my Wi-Fi turned on, it took me 4 days to find someone who could turn it on. And I'm not talking about it was me calling and then 4 days later I called back. I called every single day, got a different story, a different runaround, and I couldn't stay on the phone because I had real life to do, you know, like work. I had to take care of a few things going on. I had some family issues going on. So I didn't have time. I didn't have time to spend on the phone, right? So it took me 4 days, 4 separate calls, in order to find somebody who could turn the Wi-Fi on. And how I did that was I said the magic words, I'm going
to cancel.
And they were like, oh, wait, let me get you to somebody who can help you out.
No,
so they got me to
that.
A supervisor who turned the Wi-Fi on.
Don't do that. Please don't cancel.
It was
ridiculous.
And I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, Time Warner, seriously? And now, I'm not even going to read the story because I've been talking too long, but they are raising the leasing fee from about $3.95 to $5.99. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you add that up, that's about $72 a year. $72! Do you know, that is an outfit. That is outfit,
what?
Pair of shoes, earrings, oh, the whole nine yards, okay?
A new designer purse.
That's an outfit for me, because I am not couture. I don't really give a crap about couture. That's an outfit for me. But Seriously, Time Warner, you're making me have to pay monthly to have freaking Wi-Fi on, and now you're raising my modem leasing fee? Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh, y'all have...
I've got to find a new internet provider, for real, because this
we
is
are all
ridiculous.
Waiting for Google Fiber. Please, 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 Google.
Jeez, and it's not even stable internet. It is not even stable because my speed fluctuates like crazy, and I understand that's how cable works. Don't be like, well, that's because cable means you share bandwidth with other people. Dude, I know that, okay? I do internet technical support. But what I'm saying is they don't have enough bandwidth in my area to support the number of customers they're having.
Ooh. I don't. Google, please do something. Please. Please,
right?
Google. We need you. We're begging Google. Ooh, I love you. I will have your babies, please. Please. I don't say that to everybody. Please, Google, please.
Yes, she does.
I do not. I do not. I only say that when I'm serious business.
Serious business.
Serious business. Okay. Well, y'all knew it was coming. You people with the iPhone, you listening, Snow?
Uh-oh. I'm listening.
Your iPhone's about to be seriously obsolete. That's right. The leak has happened. The new iPhone iOS 7 Beta 4 is revealing. Well, this is funny. Okay. This is from our friends at VentureBeat. But here's the funny. Does anybody out there have seen those tons of apps on the iPhone App Store, Android as well, where you're supposed to be able to put your finger on the screen and it scans? It doesn't really work, right? It's just for fun. Well, now it will. Apple has released a version of iOS 7 today. Again, it's beta. It's for a biometric kit user interface that would enable the scanning of your fingerprint on one button on your phone, which is the home button. What does that mean? That means
well,
now...
Go ahead.
Who's tweeting me? That means people, you'll be able to lock your phone down, your iPad down, your everything down. Look here, woman. Not you.
What? Oh. I'm like, I didn't do anything. What?
Oh, wait. We got more people that are mad about Time Warner. You started a revolution, Snow. Reality glitch.
What did I do?
I'm going to come back to this story in a minute. Reality glitch on Twitter says the same thing happened with his broadband. They didn't do anything until I started mentioning moving providers. Now, they know you don't have anywhere else to go is the sad part, but.
Oh, no, I do. I've got somewhere else. AT&T is all up in my internet business saying, well, you know, we have internet too.
Well, yeah, AT&T does, but it is DSL, and don't let them lie to you and tell you otherwise. That is a step back from.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
So it's
I like cable because of the bandwidth capabilities, but at this point, most of the time, I don't even get the bandwidth capability that I'm supposed to get.
Man. Okay, anyway, so the new feature, let me get back on this. The new feature that they're talking about is certain to come with Apple's iPhone 5, which is rumored to be arriving in July. But now it looks like it's going to be set for September unless Apple is fooling us all by putting random messages out, messing with our heads, playing with our emotions. In addition, the feature would come in immensely handy to combat the epidemic of mobile theft. So people, you know, I don't know that it would help, honestly. The police, of course, have been asking for new ways to combat the growing problem and says carriers are not innocent in asking them to find more better ways of preventing stolen smartphones from working for their new owners. Now, the problem with this is, and I'm just going to tell you this flat out, if you are a very smart little thief, and some of them are, you have to be smart to be a good thief. I'm sorry. I know they try to make it seem like thieves are dumb. But a lot of them are. But the smart ones will know that if you've been putting your little fingers on the screen, all they need is a piece of tape to lift your fingerprint. I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to give thieves the idea, but that's pretty much how easy it is. Then they've got your fingerprint, and then it goes from there. So while I like this idea, I'm going to go probably with retinal scan is going to be the safest bet because your retina is just as unique as your fingerprint. And unless they're going to gouge out your eye for a cell phone, which I'm hoping nobody's that serious about stealing a cell phone where they got to gouge your eye out, then probably you're going to be okay. They won't steal it. And, of course, we tell you guys all the time, on your cell phone now you should have some form. If it's an iPhone, you should have ice cream. Not ice cream, eye cream. And if you have an Android, a good
one. Now I want some ice cream. Dang.
If you have an Android, you can get Lookout Mobile. And if anybody steals your cell phone, I think both of them send out what's called signal flare. So the second the person turns on the phone, even before they take the battery out, it's going to send up a signal saying this is the last place I am, the phone. And then you'll at least be able to tell the police somewhere to go. This is where my stolen phone is. And, of course, if you get the full version of either of those programs, because both of them are free, full version means if the person is holding the phone and like, ha-ha, I stole this phone from this lady, you're at home, you log in, you hit a button, and an alarm starts going off, and they cannot turn it off. And everybody's looking. I would prefer.
No, because it's gonna end up like a car alarm. Because you know nowadays a car alarm goes off, no one even looks over.
But you know what?
Nobody's
heard this though. Nobody. I've never heard a cell phone alarm going off. So I think that would get attention. I prefer a voice that says, "I've been stolen. Call the police."
No. No, I agree. At first, it would get attention, but after a while, it becomes like a car alarm. You know. Your phone drops on the ground, the alarm goes off. Your phone is touched the wrong way because it doesn't like to be touched that way, the alarm.
Oh well, no, mine doesn't do that. You have the way that program is set up. You have to go home and log into the website to set off the alarm. It doesn't go off on its own. If it was like that, oh my God, we'd all be in trouble. You know, me and my purse dialing. I think I texted like 20 people Friday on accident. They were like, "What are you talking about? What were you trying to type?" I was like, "Oh, that was my purse." It was asking for
me. She's done that to me, y'all. I've got texts from her. I've been like, what the hell?
What is she talking about?
I'm thinking she's drunk. Like,
no,
sorry. I know you can't get drunk. What are you doing?
It wasn't me. I said, All right, carry
that
on, madam.
Funny. It makes me giggle. I actually have a story that is very appropriate for Baby Natrix. Yes, she'll like this. Actually, it's a very good story. I got a good story to try to top off the bad story that I started the show with. There is apparently a Mine-a-thon 3 charity event, which is going to kick off on August the 2nd. Lazy Gamer points out that Mine-a-thon 3 is set to kick off beginning on August 2nd. Mine-a-thon is an annual gaming marathon to raise charity for our partners in crime over there, Able Gamers Foundation, which you can find them at ablegamers.org. Is it ablegamers.com?
Ablegamers.org.
It is .org? Okay. I always forget the last part, but just, you know, if you can't find the website, go to Google, type in Able Gamers, one word, they'll pop up. The 72-hour Minecraft gameplay marathon is broadcast live over Twitch and encourages viewers to stop by, make a donation, and get a chance to win some cool prizes in the process. Some of the prizes that donors can win include T-shirts, creeper-etched drinking glasses, I don't even know what a creeper is, and creeper beanies. If you are willing to make a donation of $15 or more, you can get added to the Mine-a-thon 3 Minecraft server whitelist. And those willing to donate $20 or more can score additional server benefits. It is ablegamers.com. I thought so because they have the website right there. You can actually go to minethon.com, not thong, y'all, thine, minethon.com. Or you can actually go to our partners over there, ablegamers.com. And help them out. And for those of you that don't know what ablegamers.com is, they are... What is a word? They're an organization. That's the word. They're an organization that actually tries to take strides to allow all of our gamers to take part in gaming, to enjoy what they do, not just the, quote, able-bodied ones. And when I say the able-bodied ones, I mean the ones that don't have a disability, be it physical or mental. So they're awesome. AbleGamers.com. We always, always support them. We actually had them on our Thursday show a long time ago, and they were just funny. I mean, they were seriously, seriously hilarious. And you can just tell that they're just really smart, great people. So check them out, or you can go to MindThon.com. It's $20, guys. Seriously, you can part with $20. It's a once-a-year thing. $20, you can go support them. For real. And tell Baby Natrix about it. She'll love it.
Well, now, why would I do that and feed her addiction?
Because she's addicted.
Oh, you want to feed? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see how you are. You were causing problems. Causing problems.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. You know you're getting face, right?
What? I know, but still.
Face for you, face. You know? Notice she's backing up real slow. That's what I saw. Back up.
I got my hands in the air. I'm like, I know.
Don't turn your back to her.
I've seen that face in real life. I know the power of that face. Backing up.
Back up real slow. Don't turn your back to her. Don't make any sudden movements. I'm not that mean today.
Yes. Today. she can be.
Well, I saw this yesterday, and I did not get to share it, but I will share now. Also, Ginger, who is apparently getting restless, decided she's going to send it to me. I will not share your commentary. You can tweet her and ask her a commentary. I cannot repeat what was said. But you remember we told you, Phil the Fish made a game called Fez. Remember that game for Xbox? And Fez 2 was due out?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Phil got his little feelings hurt, and he quit.
Aw, poor baby.
Not just the game, y'all. He quit the whole industry.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Via a statement on the Polytron website, he says, Fez 2 is canceled. I am done. I take the money and I run. This is as much as I can stomach. This isn't the result of any one thing, but the end of a long, bloody campaign. You win. While Fish claims that his departure is the culmination of a long, bloody campaign, it is believed that a recent game trailers video may have been the final straw. In an episode of the GT web series Invisible Walls, Marcus Beer calls out Phil Fish and Jonathan Blow for refusing to offer comment to Game Informer on rumors about Microsoft's decision to allow self-publishing on Xbox One. Beer called both Fish and Blow hipster a-holes and tosspots for their lack of communication with the press, saying you should be grateful that these guys still consider you, consider what you say to be something of use. Fish subsequently took to Twitter to provide more context for his decision. To be clear, I am not canceling Fez 2 because some boorish F-word said something stupid. He says, I'm doing it to get out of games, and I'm getting out of games because I choose not to put up with this abuse anymore.
Wow.
For his part, Jonathan Blow has defended the refusal to give Game Informer comment on the grounds of lack of concrete facts about Microsoft's self-publishing strategy. At the time, the rumor was unfounded, and Blow was reluctant to add information-free commentary. Blow has also admitted an understanding for Fish's position. It's really hard to make independent games, he said in a tweet. It's even harder when your audience makes you hate them. Oh, wow, you guys don't belong in game development. He says, I have been tempted to quit game development several times. There are a lot of reasons to quit. Fish has been the focus of criticism from the media on a number of occasions, according to GI.biz, the most prominent of which was his decision not to patch the bug on the XBLA version of Fez and his blunt comments about the state of contemporary Japanese games. Where do we start with this one that I can say during the day?
Okay, first, because I was thinking this as you talked about it, we don't condone anyone attacking anyone. Seriously, we don't,
no.
Okay? But it happens, especially in media. If you are involved in any particular company that's involved in any kind of medium, whether it is TV, movies, music, gaming, whatever, newspapers, magazines, anything like that, there's a possibility for you to get flamed by some immature jack mm-hmm. butt. Jack, you know the word. I think I can't
yes.
think of another word right off the bat today. But
you can
there's
say
a possibility for you to get – there you go. Can I say that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By some jackass. I'm still a little fuzzy on what I can say in the day and what I can say what I can't. Guys, y'all know I'm a night girl. But that sounded bad. Anyway, there's – Ooh, I am that too. There's also a possibility for you to get flamed by some jackass. You're just calling you names, and you're giving them what they want. You're giving them the response that they want. They want to know that they bother you. They want to know that they're under your skin. The best way to respond to that honestly, is to not respond to that and to just carry on with your business, handle it, and do what you need to do. That is the best way to respond to it. Or you can try to handle it the way Vaughn did whenever all those COD players literally got up in his Twitter and threatened his life. He handled it like a champ. He didn't get mad. He just sat down and tried to explain why things are the way they are, tried to tell them that, yes, we do care about your opinion. Even when they were threatening his family, he didn't get upset. And yet you're going to throw up your hands and quit an entire medium because of someone calling you a hipster a-hole? Really?
I am beyond... I don't even have words for the... I can't say it's surprise. I don't know what to call this. I'm just like, wow, really? You're going to quit? That's going to make you quit? Then you really didn't love game development. We have been called, God, every name in the book here. I remember when I first started out.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice, actually.
I had a guy that told me when I first started this, because my... I love game development, so of course I wanted to work on some games. And I had a guy tell me he wouldn't hire me because I was a woman. And women are emotional, and you're probably going to cry or do something like that in front of the team. And I did cry when I got off the phone with him, but I got over it quick and called him back and said, I tell you what, you're going to put me on your team, or I'm going to tell everybody that you don't like women. That's why I have a big mouth. That's the time I learned that lesson. So if you can't, this is to all of you out there, those of you who say you love game development, you want to get into it, you want to make games, you better develop a thick skin real quick. That's to my girls and my guys, because if you can't handle what the things people are going to say about your game, they're going to say stuff about you. They don't know you. And 9 times out of 10, if you see them in person, for some reason, they shut right up. Say anything to your face.
It's because the internet gives them that anonymity. You think they can be a jackass. Seriously.
They don't say anything to you in person. I think I've had one or two people that tried to make some sexual references in person, and then the face that Snow was just talking about, when I give them that one, it's back up real quick, like, oh, she really is going to cut me. I will.
It works. It works. And I have apparently a really scary face, too, when you piss me off, because I have had the same thing happen. I was... in a game store, and somebody was talking about games, and I piped up, and they said something about how I didn't know what I was talking about because I was a female, and I looked at him, lifted an eyebrow, and went, He was like, okay. I'll be over here now. I said,
So you cannot be a part of this community and have a thin skin where you're just going to quit. You had a hit game on your hands. You didn't patch it. People called you out about it. Either say something or don't. You can be quiet. You don't have to say anything. You'd be like, we'll get a patch done when we get it done, and that's all you say. And then the thing about game trailers I'm finding shocking is this bothered you that somebody was saying something on game trailers, or you didn't want to comment on something you didn't know about, then you just say, hey, we really don't know anything about that. That's Microsoft. You probably need to get with somebody over there, or, hey, we can't tell you. There's a way to say things. Do you need a media coach something? I have no respect for you guys anymore. Sorry. Stay gone. You don't belong
here. I want to reiterate, we do not condone people bashing anyone.
No.
Seriously. But what people don't understand on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever, is there is a way to have an intelligent, professional conversation about something without bashing someone personally. All right? There needs to be a line drawn between personal and business. When you start bashing someone, calling them names, threatening them, doing anything like that, you have crossed that line. You need to keep that line separate. There is a way to discuss what you see as an issue. There's a way to call someone out about what you think is an issue professionally without bashing them. We do not condone that, but it's going to happen. Okay? People as a whole are stupid.
Yeah, when you we had one. We had one too. Remember, we had one last week.
Yeah,
we
I got called an effing idiot on Twitter. I got called an effing idiot.
And
okay?
Go back and listen to the
Seriously?
Show. She handled it like whatever. Say what you want. We don't know this person. I don't care what they say.
I think my response was, "Who are you again?" I mean, seriously, why should this random person? Why should their opinion bother me? I don't know this person. You know, now if Corey called me that, I'd be hurt. Because I know Corey.
Yes.
But I don't care if some random person is going to be calling me an effing idiot on Twitter. Don't bother me a bit.
I want to say hi to James in the chat room. Hey, James. How you doing?
How you doing, James?
Okay. Oh, my God. That was a Southern / ghetto right there. That's what that was. Okay.
It was. Yeah, I had to break it out.
All right, we got to move along. We'll talk about this more on Thursday when I can use the appropriate language. Wait a minute. Is that a delivery truck I hear?
We are having to speak to ourselves, and it's very difficult. Is it my turn?
Yes, and I might be hearing a delivery truck. My dress and my purse.
Okay, that's fine.
No, it's not. It's not here.
Woohoo! All right, so if you go quiet, I'll know what's going on. All right, apparently I got a good story for you. The Guitar Hero co-inventors are actually trying to tackle fitness using games. So awesome, awesome, awesome. We're all up for some fitness up in here. Guitar Hero co-inventors Kai and Charles Huang, I hope that's how I say your name, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm sure call you KC, you know, for Kai and Charles.
Yes.
Are working on a new project through their new gaming company, Blue Goji, that will make active gaming a lot more interesting. Blue Goji hopes to make exercising a regular habit for more people by using fun games to distract them while they work out. We already have that. It's called the Wii U. Anyway, moving on. I'm sorry. I had to say it. The startup, which was quietly founded in late 2011, will start talking about its plans this week. But All Things D has the first details on that, on what the duo has been working on. Blue Goji's goal, Huang told All Things D in a recent interview, is simply to make time go faster while people use machines such as treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes using the power of gaming. The company plans to release a bundle of fitness accessories by the end of this year that can track physical activities and let users control specialty games designed for enhancing and rewarding exercise on mobile devices. Although that's new. The objective is to make them so fun that you want to come back and you want to play them, and fitness becomes a byproduct. Blue Goji will start by making the games in-house with the end goal of becoming a platform open to outside developers. The end goal is to create a product like Guitar Hero that has mass appeal. The package will contain three main components inside, an activity tracker, a controller, which is being described as two adjustable width black bands, each with two buttons on them,
and
blue, yellow, red, and green.
I like two adjustable widths. Wait. Yeah.
That's the wrong show. Wrong show.
Wrong show. Okay. Wrong show. That's right.
That'd be nice, though. That'd be nice. Hey, no. Moving on. Now I'm distracted. Where was I? Oh, okay. Whew, you got me distracted. Stop that. Okay. And two lightweight batons. The idea is that these things will be easily incorporated into workouts involving exercise machines. While they have not revealed pricing quite yet, the first bundle is currently slated to come out with iOS and Android compatibility in time for the 2013 holiday shopping season. You know what? That actually sounds fun. I mean, I know I kind of cracked a joke in the beginning saying, well, we already had something that tried to make fitness fun for people. You know, the Wii did that. The Wii Fitness did that. But if you have it on a mobile, I think people are more apt to do it instead of having to turn on their console, get out their little Wii Step thing, because I had one of those.
If it's on your mobile,
I don't really use it. But if it's on your mobile and you have easy access to it, then, you know, people might actually do it.
Oh, man, wait a minute. I got like three news stories. You're going to hate me.
Go ahead.
Okay, first I want to tell y'all that yesterday Thomson Reuters was hacked. The news outlet? Mm-hmm. Somebody's like, really? Yes, it was hacked yesterday. The hack underscores just how easy it is to compromise large organizations' Twitter accounts, which are often protected by nothing more than a single shared password. And they do have software for that, those of you who allow multiple Twitter users to use the same account. There's a thing. It appears Thomson Reuters fell briefly into the hands of the Syrian Electronic Army, a hacker group that has also claimed responsibility for temporary Twitter takeovers of NPR on April 16th of this year, CBS's 60 Minutes April 21st, and the Associated Press April 23rd. The same organization also took over Al Jazeera's website in 2013 for about 45 minutes, starting at 6:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On yesterday, the Thomson Reuters feed started showing a series of violent and probably quite offensive political cartoons. The BuzzFeed has the images. I'm not going to share them with you. If you want to go and look at them, you can. They're saying they're a little disturbing. I'm trying to take a look while I...
Gee.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's not actually... oh, gosh, wow. I'm going to give these to Snow so she can look at them. Don't put them up, though, girl. These are...
Oh, no, I'm not. Okay, but I have to say... What the heck purpose does hacking someone's Twitter and putting up offensive images prove to anyone other than the fact that you're a bunch of douchebags?
Well, they're showing that they can do such a thing. Anyway.
They're a bunch of douchebags. They're a bunch of douchebags who have to prove how big their e-peen is. Well, we get it, guys. You got a big e-peen.
So wait a minute now. It's 7:13 p.m. The account tweeted, always via Syrian Electronic Army, and they put in their Twitter account and hashtags and all that good stuff, and shortly thereafter, the account, Twitter suspended the account. It seems to be back to normal right about now. There's been no updates to Thompson Reuters in about 7 hours earlier today. A spokesperson did tell the Wall Street Journal they were hacked. Unauthorized individuals posted fabricated tweets, of which Thomson Reuters is not the source. The Syrian Electronic Army supports the current government in Syria and is opposed to the rebel groups there. It's not clear if it's an official arm of the Syrian government. Twitter did add two-factor authentication in May, which requires you to enter a code sent via SMS to your phone whenever you sign in. That is probably not much use for organizations like NPR, AP, and CBS and Reuters. This is another thing that was ironically in the Amy Heckerling movie. They were trying to kill all the vampires, and how they were getting them to come out or try to get them to come out in the daylight so they can kill them with it was that they were using technology. They were using computers to send them jury summons and using their phones to track them, so they were telling them not to use their phones. I'm sorry, Twitter. That's kind of an idiotic way to have people verifying their Twitter accounts via their SMS, knowing that you can snatch a cell phone signal right out of the air. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Not smart. So I'm sorry that happened to you, NPR. And
you know what?
You see these cartoons. Some of them are... Wow.
They are disgusting, honestly. I mean, look, I can understand that you want to support your cause. I really can. But there's a better way to do it than being douchebags, really. And Twitter, I'm actually kind of disappointed with Twitter, because obviously this particular account they suspended was not responsible. Somebody claimed responsibility.
They gave them their account back. No, they gave them their account back. They couldn't tweet anymore, you know, so they could get the passwords and stuff changed. This is Thomson Reuters. You know they were going to give them their account back. They may gag us. Look, us, they may gag and never give us account back after today. It's been all evil Twitter hour. Okay. My other – wait a minute. I have lost my place. speaking of attacks, let me give Snow a link so that she can run this, and you all need to duck and cover once she puts
it
up.
Can I post this?
Yeah, this one you can post.
Can I post this?
Yes, you can post this one. This one right here that I'm about to send you.
All right.
Okay, y'all.
I know I wasn't going to post the other one. The other one, I'm not about to put that on there.
All right, y'all. Y'all know it's time for, we haven't done this in a few weeks, it's Zombie Watch.
Oh, jeez.
Gotta keep hope alive during the summer. Cannot wait for Walking Dead. October, by the way, y'all. All right, Gabrielle's zombie attack has invaded iTunes. Yay. This is from Natsume. Gabrielle, I guess she's a normal human, was just minding her own business when suddenly a horde of overzealous zombies decided to make her a meal. Luckily, there's one thing zombies don't like. Mandrake plants. This is a first-person zombies app.
Of course!
You'll toss mandrakes at these undead ne'er-do-wells and take back the night! I love when we do the game announcements. Okay, so you can follow all the latest news of all of the Natsume franchises via Natsume.com. Or, I'm all random today, I'm sorry. Or you can follow them on Facebook. You say, how do I find them? You can go to our Facebook page where we have already liked them. Gabrielle's Zombie Attack is right there on their front page today. Gabrielle, I do kind of like your purple hair, but you don't look very happy. Is it because the zombies are attacking?
Unfortunately,
this is not available yet for a droid, but you can play it on your iPhone there if you so wish. You can follow them on Twitter as well at Natsume_Inc. and let them know you want to, or you've been playing the game, or you like it. I don't know how much it costs. There. No? Did I give, do you see a price hide in there somewhere on the page? No?
No, I don't.
We got like 10 minutes, so
I got to say, I'm not all...
You don't like
zombies,
is why. And then I'm going to do this one more, then we'll let you know.
This is not really a zombie game to me. This is like really cutesy.
Some zombie games are cutesy. Hello, Plants vs. Zombies. You play that
one. No, I know, but I'm saying that's why I can play it, because it's cutesy. But the reason, this is exactly what it reminds me of. This reminds me of Plants vs. Zombies, but instead of planting plants, you're just tossing plants at zombies. That's exactly what this reminds me of. And the reason it did is because I saw when a zombie reaches a certain point or goes past a certain point, you lose the game.
Well, that one's a little slow, too. Okay, let me do this one more, and then we're going to let Snow take it on home. More bad news for Zynga. Facebook.
Oh, jeez, they're having a rough time.
Yeah, Facebook basically said, get out. I don't love you. No, they haven't said that exactly, but they are telling Zynga, we're going to put your stuff in a box by the door now. We ain't telling you to leave, but they're going to be providing their own mobile game publishing service to smaller developers. That'll range from giving them free advertising to select developers of high-quality games to other promotional support so that more games can reach more users on the giant social network. It's going to create a brave new world of competition. Facebook says it's doing it in the name of creating new paths for the discovery of mobile games and the expansion of its gaming ecosystem. Zynga, which has fallen on hard times, was once in lockstep with Facebook, but the two companies have unraveled their close-knit partnership that has freed Zynga to put its games on other networks, including its own, Zynga.com, and it allows Facebook to publish its own games. Its romance is not quite a divorce, but they're free to see other people. It's an open relationship.
They have an open relationship.
Dan Morris, who's the global leader for mobile game partnerships at Facebook, spoke to our friends over at GamesBeat, and he said the social network will focus on publishing games for small and medium developers who create high-quality games. In important new genres, Facebook isn't making investments in games the way first-party console makers such as Microsoft and Sony do, but they will provide services in exchange for revenue shares. Kind of sounds like they're going to go the way of Play First and Desor or some of those smaller companies. They said, we're taking a much more active partnership with these companies. We will steer users to their games. The idea is not to show one game to all users, but to take advantage of our reach and our ability to match users with the games they like. While it isn't yet as successful on mobile platforms as it once was on the desktop, Facebook said last week that its game platforms are growing on both desktop and mobile. It says it had more than 260 million people playing games on Facebook out of its total populace of 1.1 billion users in the second quarter, and that's up from 250 in the previous quarter. It says we will continue to see record numbers of players on Facebook. They've already been helping developers with mobile app install ads. However, many developers don't have the money to pay for ads, so Facebook's mobile games publishing initiative will help. The new pilot program will help developers take their games to a global audience. Morris said the company will test a variety of new channels to promote mobile games in a way that helps Facebook users discover the kind of games that they like to play. It will, for instance, help strategy game fans find strategy games and casual game enthusiasts find casual games. And y'all better give us a good simulator or we will cut you. Facebook says they will work with 8 developers at the outset. It'll help promote the following games, so you'll probably see these on Facebook if you're not already playing them. Fifth Planet's role-playing card battle game, Dawn of Dragons. Brainbow's puzzle-packed adventure game, Dr. Newton, The Great Brain Adventure. Certain Affinity's pirate-themed strategy game, Age of Booty Tactics. I do love Certain Affinity. Dragon Play social poker game, Live Hold'em, Game Loft Medieval Strategy Sim, Kingdom and Lords, Kiwi Games quest-based exploration game, Shipwrecked, Outplay Entertainment's explore and battle fantasy game, Monster Legacy, and Space Ape's multiplayer combat strategy game, Samurai Siege. I had to say it that way. Samurai. Any of those games get your attention, Snow? No.
No.
Simulators, people, that's where it's at. That's where it is with us here, at least good majority of us.
When it comes to casual gaming, when I just want to, like, pop in and do something real quick and leave, simulators are fine, although if you give me a good simulator, I may be in there for hours, for real. Like, Sims 3, I can't start playing that if I have somewhere to go. I will lose track of time, be like, oh, crap.
Sims 3, I have to make a plan. I gotta I gotta get up Saturday and say that's all I'm gonna do today is play Sims 3. I'm not gonna.
I will get stuck in it, and people will call me, dude. You totally missed this, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, whoops.
And what is most fun when we have the girls gaming nights at our house is I will get all the girls in. My cousin, she brings her laptop because she has her Sims, and I'm playing on my computer, and everybody's just in their pajamas. It's nice and it's quiet, and you hear occasionally, what are you doing? What are you running over there for? Stupid Sim, blah, blah, blah. Nice, quiet. It's good for cold days, by the way. You should try that, people, when it's cold. You get your friends over. Find a quiet game to play. If it's kind of cold, snowy, rainy, y'all get in your pajamas and just relax. Ah, see how zen that sounds?
That sounds zen. All right, I have one real quick. This is actually kind of funny. This is a funny story. This is funny to me. I'm not going to give you the title because it's a giveaway the story, but listen up. There is apparently a petition on change.org, which has petitions for everything on there, where people want to have a new playable character for Super Smash Brothers. And the playable character they want is America President Reggie Fils Aime in the upcoming Super Smash Brothers game Wii U and 3DS.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yes. The petition is directed at game producer Sora Sakurai, and Nintendo has already garnered 7,752 supporters as of this writing, which was done earlier today. Here's a bit from the petition appeal. I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, so I'm just going to call him Reggie. Reggie, president and COO of Nintendo of America, is very popular in the gaming world, and he shot to fame in E3 2004 with his opening line, "My name is Reggie. I'm about kicking ass, and I'm about taking names, and we're about making games."
Yes.
His humorous posts and theatrical
that.
Antics, I love that. I love that. His humorous quotes and theatrical antics have made him into a gaming celebrity. Sorry, the Swedish chef took over for a minute. Let me get the mic back. Many Nintendo fans have pleaded for Reggie to be in the upcoming Super Smash Bros. Games, and he would be a unique character. He could use Nintendo controllers and characters to his advantage as attacks. In a video that recently ran on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Fils-Aime Watt was asked whether he would be available as a playable character in the game, and he said, "Great question. You have to ask that to Mrs. Sakurai. He is a producer of the game. It's his game, but if he wants, my body is ready." I love him. He's so funny.
I like him.
I would be up in his lap just for his personality. Be like,
hey,
what's up? How you doing?
Reggie's theme song should be that Justin Timberlake song. Suit and tie? Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be on my suit and tie. I'll sit in your lap, Reggie.
I'm all up in that lap. All up in that lap.
And you have to know that that is special because we don't offer that for anybody. We don't offer that for just anybody.
Mm-mm.
Very
no, I know I don't. I
hey, do you mean I don't?
I'm picky.
What do you mean you don't? I only got Vin Diesel on my
list.
Right,
game
and
more,
we're right.
Girl. Somebody be like, I give you Microsoft points. You'd be like, okay.
I won't sit in their lap. Now, flash them is a different story. See, you have to understand what I mean.
Okay.
You can't sit in laps for that.
That's true. That is.
All right.
That's true.
All right.
So that was my last story. oh, yeah, guys. We'll be here.
It's time to go, girl.
That scares me. I know. We'll be here tonight for Pizza. We'll hear your favorite fashionistas. I'm also pitching on Thursday for our restaurant ready to eat. We will be talking about. Okay.
Nobody can hear you just then. Say it again.
All right. Whole thing? All right, cool. Real quick. Tonight is Fixnista with your favorite Pixel Fashionistas. On Thursday, we have our Rough, Raw, and Pretty show where you best believe we're going to be talking about some of the stories we talked about today. Go ahead. That's right. Is you best be
your mic is dying. We're going to go. Snow is telling you we're having a show tonight. We'll see you then. Your mic is all low. We can't hear you. See you guys later tonight.
Bye. what?